I think that was me.
Hi, Kristen. I'm sorry. I think we got disconnected.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I just got informed by Thomas that you were trying to reach out to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sorry for not getting back to you. I was.
Yeah. So I'm trying to figure out how to explain this the best way. So when I go into when I go into our themes, I see that there's a lot of new themes created, like copy. There's like two copies, and then there's KLOC working venue. Is that you guys? No.
At the back end of the website?
Yeah. Like if I go into, let's see, I have my regular venue, and then I have two copies of the venue, one added on Monday and one added on Wednesday. Are those the ones that you guys are working on? Or are you working on just the one copy, the one venue theme?
I'm not exactly sure. I need to confirm with the production team. So may I have that? Could you please send me that screenshot of a picture of it so I could show them and ask them if they are the ones who are working on it?
Yeah, and then my other question is, I had a third party app set up.
Okay.
Let me go in here and see our shop page.
Okay.
And remember when you guys went in and worked on the shop page, and you were supposed to do a new page on the product page.
Yep.
And I told you could just leave it the way you guys left it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has to go back to the way it was before because it's not coming up the way it's supposed to.
Okay.
So if in our products, if you go into our products, there's something called Build Your Own Box.
Okay, I'm in the products page now, or products page.
Yeah, so let me see if it's in here. Okay, and when I make it active, it should be coming up in our products page, and it's not. Do you see how it says build your own box and it says active next to it?
Like, I'm right now, I'm on the products page, and it says a recipe, and one of those complete meals, chicken, beef, turkey.
Oh, no, sorry, on the inside. Yeah, so if you're logged into the actual website.
Oh, I am not actually. Just give me one second. Let me log in.
Okay.
Just a second. I'm trying to log in. Please stay on the line. Just give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see. Online store, themes. Okay. Okay, I'm on the Shopify login page. It says online store, themes, blog posts, pages?
Yeah, so the products.
Mm-hmm. On the products, let me check. And then, okay, so do you want me to go? Okay, should I click on customize? A copy of venue. Oh, so I see that's what you're talking about, copy of venue. Add it on Monday and add it on Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm not sure if why those were created. I just wanted to.
Sure, so let me confirm it with my team. I'm going to confirm that. Now, in the shop, if I log in, customize. Okay, now you want me to go to our products?
Yeah.
Let me see where they are. On the actual product page, or like, is it an additional option on Shopify? I'm sorry, I'm not aware, like, that much aware of the Shopify login.
It's okay. So, like, in the inside, if I were to go to add a product.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here, the options that I see. Here are actions.
Mm-hmm.
Action has a drop-down menu to it. Right next to action, it says customize with a green button.
Oh, so not inside the theme, but
mm-hmm.
inside the Shopify page.
Oh, there. I see it now. Product. Yeah, I see it.
Okay.
Oh, I found it. 861 in SAG,
okay.
864 in SAG, yeah.
Yeah, so I noticed that I have, like, two of the beef and quinoa.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the one that says food items under the type, I think that's the one you guys added.
Yep.
And then, so I need to figure out how to get back to, like, okay, so basically I don't know if the product page that you guys created, if this needs to be there for that.
I got it now. So actually, we replicated the product page or the shop page to our products, and we did some changes on the actual product page where we removed the card option,
mm-hmm.
the price and everything, like every single option for the customer to not have an option to buy from that page. So I guess since we replicated the page, so that is the reason it is showing you like a couple of copies of each and every product.
Okay, so that needs to stay there in order for that to work,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So
if you so my
mm-hmm.
so basically the easiest way to do this would be the way that our shop page used to be before you guys
mm-hmm.
changed it. It needs to
mm-hmm.
go back to how it used to be, because if you go down to in the products, it has see build your own box.
Mm-hmm. Okay. At the very bottom of the product page.
Oh, it's like in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
It's maybe fifth or sixth one down.
Sorry, you were breaking up.
Oh, it's like, let's see, there's three beef and quinoa, beef and quinoa,
mm-hmm.
and then there's four beef, and then build your own box.
Mm-hmm. Yes, build your own box, yes.
You see that?
Yes.
You see how it's set at active?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Before I could set that as active, and I could see it under our products, and I can't see it now.
Oh, so like when you activate it, doesn't show up in your product page, right?
And it used to before I hired you guys, so I just wanted to see if we could go back to where it was before. Just not you can leave the products
mm-hmm.
page alone, because that looks that, you know, all that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But the shop,
mm-hmm.
the shop page, I need it to be the way it used to be, so that.
Right.
So that
sure.
when I pull up,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
sure, we can do
when
that.
I pull up, when I make that active, because it's
mm-hmm.
actually an app.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually
I
an
see.
App that, yeah.
Yeah. So if you want, we can go ahead and revert back to the way it was, like the actual shop page. But if you want to add another tab there on the shop page, so when you click on active, this product comes up. So more comfortable with, they're going to go do that. So let me know. Should we, like, revert back the way it was?
Yeah, so basically I want it to be the only option to buy. So
mm-hmm.
from now on, I want it to be the only way you can buy a product is by building a box.
Okay.
So
all right.
Everything will be everything will be build your box except for the chicken jerky. The chicken jerky they can buy just alone.
Okay. All right. All right. So I'm going to ask the team to revert the product to the shop page the way it was, all right?
Yeah.
Okay. And the product page remains the same, right?
The product page remains the same. The only thing is I still see that overlay, that overlap.
Overlap. You still see that overlap?
Yeah, it's on every single one.
Okay, let me check that out because it might be due to different screen sizes. On my screen, it looks perfectly fine, so we're going to try it on
really?
A different screen size.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. All right, so just I'm going to go ahead and sign the team right away to work on it, and as soon as it's updated, we'll let you know, all right?
Okay, thank you so much. Are you guys around tomorrow? Or?
Sorry, we are not.
Okay. So you guys will work on it today, and then if you
Monday.
Don't finish, you'll work again on Monday? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So, will you email me by the end of the day? Just let me know where you guys are at with it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Sure. All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Kristen. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.